At the minute, we're okay. We're just getting ready for what comes our way. Earlier on in the week, it was looking like it was going to be a lot stronger and possibly a direct hit in Orlando, but it's moved west. So it's going to come up the west coast, up over Naples, into Tampa, and then it's looking like it's kind of going to shift west again after that, pick up some speed and go for the panhandle, possibly on into Alabama, maybe in through Georgia. So at the minute, we're looking at getting the outer bands, which will still be strong winds and a lot of rain, heavy rain, maybe 12 inches of rain. So we're getting ready for that, and that's about it. I have family in Miami, and I was just talking to them. They have no power. Their shutters are shaking, but they're all good. So as long as everybody's safe, and that's the main thing.
And what precautions have you had to take, if any, at the moment?
Well, at the minute, I'm at the hotel, and I have my family here as well. I'm at work, you know, but the hotel's a sound structure. There has been evacuations for almost all of Florida, especially people in the low-lying areas and people that live in like the mobile homes, which we have a lot of here. So people have been evacuating to hotels, and then people have to try and find pet-friendly hotels, and there's shelters being put up all over as well. So The governor, Rick Scott, he called it really early, which they didn't do in Texas, and we've seen what happened there. I think he learned from that. He just said state of emergency, and a lot of people were like, what? You know? So he called it early, and I think he probably saved a lot of lives.
So you hope that you won't have to evacuate?
We're okay here. We're okay here in Orlando. It was dependent on what happened, and we just had to keep everybody updated. We've been watching maybe every hour, has it turned north? It didn't. It went through Cuba. It weakened. It still didn't turn north until late last night. And once it did, then it starts to grow in power. But that keeps it away from us, thankfully. But for the West Coast, they're going to get hit hard. So as a hotel, we were looking at it early in the week, and the East Coast was evacuating. So our hotel was like 100% occupancy. And then all of a sudden, it didn't look like it was going to go to the east. So the occupancy dropped because they all canceled. And then like within an hour, the occupancy went back to 100% from people fleeing the west coast. It's crazy. It just changes every hour. But people just have to be prepared for the worst.